brand new single there for Mama Kin Spender. Mama Kin, of course, Muso and Tommy Spender, Muso together, they are Mama Kin Spender. Fairly self-explanatory. That's What's Wrong With Me. And while I've got the two in the studio, I thought we'll talk about their new music, but also they can share the words that rock their world, the words that changed everything for them. Mm. Welcome, you two.
Hello.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Lovely to see you, Miff.
Great,
always.
Great to hear that track, What's Wrong With Me. It's a broody, anxious piece.
It is.
What inspired it?
It's a song I wrote a few years ago now, and I woke up with that lyric, last night I had a dream, I was racked by, last night I couldn't sleep, I was racked by a vision from a dream, and it just kind of haunted me all day, and at the time I was sort of really grappling with the sense of sort of disconnection from myself, and this picture sort of formed about this story around a person who had ignored themselves for a long time and had lost the confidence to just admit to themselves and to their partner that things were really wrong, really out, and that she felt really deceived. And so it's like this kind of, it's this dirge really about a woman in a deep state of grief, partially created by someone else, but partially created by her own inability to admit or unwillingness to admit that she knew what she had to do but didn't have the guts to do it.
Yeah, it's tough stuff. And I think it ties into what you're asking for people to do online. Like, you've got this conversation series.
Yeah.
Tell me about this, where you're getting people to write note to self. What's this all about?
We had this conversation about this sort of, it started out as an idea of the almost the confessional sort of liberation that comes when you tell, you can express yourself anonymously, but then we sort of wanted to invite social media and our friends and our, you know, people that follow us to feel that sense, to give themselves permission to basically share whatever it is about themselves that they're not, or that they would like to listen to. We sort of didn't want to make it the opposite way around, like, what are you not listening to? But what parts of yourself, if you could give yourself permission to, would you actually pay attention to, you know? And I think it was it was an amazing outpouring that came back. Some of it anonymous, and some of it people really just owning it. And we asked for people to handwrite it because it gave it that sense of, this is real. I don't know.
Yeah, it was an amazing thing because the EP we're releasing is called Are You Listening?
Yep.
And each song deals with a different aspect of listening, whether it's listening to self, listening to partners, what it is to really be heard, and what happens in the absence of listening, the chaos that can erupt. And so, asking for these handwritten notes. First of all, seeing handwritten notes
was just
such a beautiful thing to actually see that again.
It
was like, it felt so intimate to be looking at people's handwriting in a time where we very rarely see handwriting of people that we don't know. And
that's true.
Some amazing notes, some really beautiful ones like, dear me, do less but visit granny. And some gorgeous ones that go, dear me, you don't have to be the perfect mother. Some days all you have to do is stay. You know you love, they know you love them. So it's like this idea of this nagging thing that sort of sits in your subconscious, and sometimes just admitting to it and listening to it for a moment can really activate what you need to do to move forward.
It's so true. Putting it on paper or saying it to somebody or even saying it to yourself can make a difference. I'm wondering, do you have your own that you thought about through this and maybe helped move on yourself?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah. Do you want to read?
Oh, yeah, this is, so we obviously led by example. Dan's just handing me a phone with one that I wrote, which is, dear me, is ignorance really bliss? Next time, back yourself and tell her how you really feel. Thanks and all my love, me. So, yeah, on a personal level, I was not telling some, you know, an intimate partner how I really was feeling. And I was holding on to that, thinking that I was protecting a relationship, when in actual fact, the holding on to and the withdrawal of that was actually damaging myself and them and the relationship. So, yeah, it was that whole idea of ignorance, you know, when you're sort of trying to manufacture ignorance when you know it's just not, you just, no matter how deep you bury that seed, it's going to pop up.
It'll come out and it'll come out in probably
somewhere
destructive
else.
Ways or, you know, self-destructive
Absolutely.
Ways.
Yep.
So it is good to get it out there.
Yep.
So, yeah. I think the amazing thing was, because we were asking for short notes, it was this real opportunity to distill the abstract and actually give it shape and form. A couple of people that wrote in actually had written to me for a few days in a row in my direct messages saying, every time I sit down to write this note, I'm overcome. And it was a real process for some people just to write the simplest note. And what I was really struck by was how often people just gave themselves permission to be exactly as they are. And it was this incredible thing of having to crystallise that, take the moment out of your day to write that on a piece of paper, what that afforded in actual real permission rather than just the intention of permission. So the notes I've gotten back since people have written their notes have been so beautiful, and then other people commenting on what someone else said and said, I needed to really hear that today. So it's created this amazing cloud. And for us, I think at our stage of our music and creative career, and even the way we tour, like we tour and we play with local choirs and we do all this stuff, we're really seeking a meaningful engagement. And this has been a great way to not just release a song, but to open a conversation that has felt really rewarding and meaningful to us, but also has had this flow-on effect of being meaningful for other people. So it just ticks all round.
Yeah.
Good vibes.
And if you're out there listening and want to, you know, you're feeling like you'd be like to be part of it.
What do we do?
Well, you find us on social media. So it's Mama Kin Picks.
On Instagram.
Or Spender Music. And you just hashtag, sit down if you've got a quiet moment at lunch today or whenever. Yeah. Just write the first thing that comes into you, take a photo of it and share it on social media. Obviously, you don't have to let us know who you are. It can be completely anonymous.
Yeah, if you just send the message to us directly, if you'd like it to remain anonymous, and we will post it and leave it anonymous. If you'd like to put it on your own page and just tag I'm listening, hashtag I'm listening, and also tag at Mama Kin Picks and at Spender Music, and we'd love to share them. It's a beautiful
It's amazing.
It's almost like they garner more energy as they sort of pass through these channels. The act of sitting down, the act of writing it, the act of photographing it, the act of sending it. It's like, it's almost like you're giving permission to your permission, you know, by sort of sending it on.
And it's a release as well. It's literally letting go of a little bird into the social media, so the universe.
I'm too scared. There's a whole flock of birds.
Yeah.
If I sat down there, that flock
would fly.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. You've opened up a lot of doors probably for lots of people listening and myself. It's something maybe I should think about doing. I've got Mama Kin and Tommy Spender with me, and they're playing songs around the place this weekend, is that right?
Yeah, we're going to Cairns. We're playing at the Tanks Arts Centre on Saturday night. Then we bosh down to Airlie Beach for the Airlie Beach Music Festival. And then the weekend after that we are at the Lighthouse Festival in just about an hour and a half out of Sydney. And then we're back next year. We've got the Riverboats Festival and a few other things that we're going to be announcing around Melbourne for early next year.
When the EP comes out, I imagine. Yeah. Are you listening?
Yeah.
And it's so lovely to have you in here. And I want you to share something else with us today. You've already shared a lot. Thank you. The words that rocked your world. This is where I get people to come in and talk about something they read or heard or saw in a film or whatever, really. And it changed the way they looked at their life at that point in time, whether it helped or hindered or whatever. I don't know. I'll get Tommy to start.
You can
do yours first.
Yep. Well,
what have you chosen for us?
I've chosen a Leonard Cohen lyric. And I was made aware of this song, obviously, back in the 90s when Jeff Buckley Grace came out, and it kind of rocked my world very deeply. And obviously his version of Hallelujah, which feels like the ultimate version now for many people. And the line was that really it was like a little for me, like a little grain of sand, and I was an oyster, and I kind of swallowed it. I never could understand quite what it meant, but it's just stayed with me for years, and I've kind of created this little pearl, which might be a pearl for you as well. But the lyric is, maybe there's a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. And,
brutal.
It is brutal.
Here it is. Here is that line.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
That wasn't the exact line, just to grow from the song to give you an idea.
That's still a great lyric,
great,
though.
Isn't it?
Hallelujah.
Simple. All I ever learned from love maybe there's a God above, but all I ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. How did this speak to you?
I can't even really put it into words. It just gives me, even now, just goosebumps. And I think it's that, if I try and feel into what it is, I think it's that everyone has this idea of what love is or what it looks like or what it feels like. And that changes. And it depends whether you're looking at it through the eyes of God or through your own eyes. But that there's something about this, you're facing off against somebody in a duel. And really it's yourself that you're facing off against. And I think when you're younger, you imagine you're facing off against your lover or whoever the expression of who you're, expressing your love to. But as I've gotten older, I've realized that it's sort of, you're in a duel with yourself. And there's something about, it's hard to even really define. Obviously, it makes me emotional too, so I'm sort of finding it hard to even express it, other than it does something to me very deep. Yeah.
When you read lyrics and hear lyrics like that, how does it make you feel about your own songwriting? Does it push you forward? Does it push you to be as succinct as that?
Yeah. I mean, it's school. Wow. It's like going and looking at the Mona Lisa or something. It's like you can look at it for your whole life and always see something new in it. And it definitely inspires me to find greater economy and greater poetry in every moment. You know, songwriting, it doesn't always have to be poetic. But I think the songwriting I connect with is poems sung to work, to music. So, it's a poem in itself, that line.
Amazing. So, Thank you for sharing, because it's very rare that we distill and really focus on just a couple of lyrics. So I love what both of you have done today for the words that rocked your world.
Thanks.
You've done a similar thing, and Mama Kin, and it's Stevie Wonder's Living for the City, and I think this is just going to be a grab of the song, but this is what it sounds like for those who might not know.
Living just enough.
Oh, such a great song.
Still actually totally gives me the chills every time I hear it.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Stevie Wonder, the lyrics that you've chosen today to share are?
Yeah, so the grab that I've pulled from that song is, to walk to school, she has to get up early. Her clothes are old, but never are they dirty. Now, this song came out in 1973, so it was out before I was born, but my oldest brother, Michael, was a huge Stevie Wonder fan, and Inner Visions.
Inner Visions, I was going to say, it must be.
Yeah, Inner Visions, I mean, there's so many incredible songs, Higher Ground, All in Love is Fair, like so many amazing songs on that album.
You know what? I'm going to listen to that album today.
Do it.
I feel inspired. I haven't heard it for ages.
Yeah. Such a mind-blowing album.
I loved it when I was growing up too.
So for me, I think I really connected this in my really early teens with this particular song, and something about that phrase always was a shot in the arm for me. And I think it was because the grace and the elegance and the efficiency of the words in embodying someone's pride and resolution. And it just inspired me so much, this idea that, first of all, he wasn't singing, that wasn't his story. Yeah. So also the relationship between the writer and the protagonist was really amazing to me, yet I felt it so completely. And as someone who didn't yet know I was going to be a writer, let alone a songwriter, it sort of really set me down this trail of being so inspired by how to show something, that if I was ever going to write, I wanted to be able to show rather than tell, and that words, the economy of words, like less words, could give us the tools to actually transport someone out of their own experience into a space of empathy, into a space of understanding. Like, it's actually such a simple phrase. Her clothes are old, but never are they dirty. But it speaks such volumes about the parents, the home, the space.
Absolutely.
There's just so much in that. And so, I was just incredibly inspired. And I still Still, it's funny, my kids know that this is my favourite line, so they now preempt me saying, that line, whenever the song's on, and they're like, okay, I don't have to say it anymore. I get it. I've said it every time this song's been on. But yeah, just the sheer economy of it. Incredible.
Perfect. Yeah. Oh, thank you both for sharing. They were amazing. And definitely giving us a lot to think about today and maybe to dig a bit deeper in some of our favourite songs and enjoy the poetry of those songs and enjoy the craft of it
and
as well.
Just the storytelling. Yeah. Like, there's just nothing like, I mean, I grew up with, my dad was playing country music all the time. So just the permission to tell these long stories, you know. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and the crops in the fields. You know, like this rolling ballads of this terrible grief. And I think that was, you know, that was the kind of my first experience of just being like, I want to tell stories.
I love that Kenny Rogers was part of that experience.
Thank you.
You and me both. Mama Kin Spender, thank you so much. That was just beautiful.
Thanks,
if you want to check out the new single, it's called What's Wrong With Me. It was the one you heard before they came in. And it's from the new record, Are You Listening?, which will come out early next year, I think.
Yeah.
And gigs, as you said, this weekend in Cairns.
Yep.
And Airlie Beach.
Just out of Sydney. And lots of announcements coming early next year. So
that's
stay
right.
Tuned.
Well, I imagine there'll be lots more gigs with the EP.
Yes.
So come back in. I think we have to play Stevie Wonder to take us out.
Do it.
Such a great song. Here it is. Enjoy.
A boy's born in hot damn Mississippi, surrounded by for world that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong. Moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours.